Chapter 15. A Night at the Ritz. When the desk clerk at the Ritz Hotel saw the boatman enter the lobby, followed by an enormous snow-white swan with a black beak, the clerk didn't like it at all. The clerk was a carefully dressed man, very neat, his hair nicely combed. The boatman stepped boldly up to the desk. "I'd like a single room for tonight for my friend here," said the boatman. The clerk shook his head. "No birds," he said. "The Ritz doesn't take birds." "You take celebrities, don't you?" asked the boatman. "Certainly," replied the clerk. "You'd take Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, wouldn't you, if they wanted to spend the night?" "Of course," replied the clerk. "You'd take Queen Elizabeth, wouldn't you?"
"Of course."
"Okay," said the boatman. "My friend here is a celebrity. He is a famous musician. He created a sensation in the public garden this afternoon. You must have heard the commotion. He's a trumpeter swan and plays like the great Armstrong." The clerk gazed suspiciously at Louis. "Has he any luggage?" asked the clerk.
"Luggage?" cried the boatman. "Take a look at him. Look at the stuff he's got with him."
"Well, I don't know," said the clerk, staring at Louis's possessions, his trumpet, his money bag, his slate, his chalk pencil, his life-saving medal. "A bird is a bird. How do I know he hasn't got lice? Birds often have lice. The Ritz won't take anybody that has lice."
"Lice!" roared the boatman. "Did you ever see a cleaner guest in your whole life? Look at him. He's immaculate."
At this, Louis held his slate up to the clerk. "No lice," he wrote. The clerk stared in amazement. He was beginning to weaken.
"Well, I have to be careful," he said to the boatman. "You say he's a celebrity. How do I know he's famous? You may be just kidding me about that."